Chapter 6, Finding Your Own Path. Why learn a martial art in the 21st century? Many people would argue that learning a martial art is about learning self-defense. They argue that Tai Chi was originally conceived as a martial art, and therefore if you do not practice the martial applications, you aren't learning Tai Chi. Opponents argue that the origins are broader than that of a simple fighting art, and today it's inconceivable that teachers should limit Tai Chi to that of a simple fighting technique when it offers life skills and benefits unparalleled in other disciplines. Hallelujah. The martial debate began centuries ago as practitioners modified moves and slowly began to emphasize health aspects over martial techniques. Perhaps it is in history that these debates should be left, because as practitioners, we are now geographically, chronologically, and spiritually in a very different place today than that of feudal China. A revolutionary practice. Whatever path you choose, health, martial, or spiritual, it would be wise to remember that the art that embraces the way of the peaceful warrior does have its limits. Tai Chi in itself is not a solution to end wars, poverty, or exploitation. Uh-oh. It is not the miracle cure, the ultimate path to enlightenment, nor the only passage to martial supremacy. It won't provide you with a six-pack stomach or the Herculean thighs of Tarzan.
Uh-oh.
Yet, it can offer profound tools for living a more meaningful existence. It can help to defrag our minds of all the nonsense that circulates from morning to night. It can gently guide us, step by careful step, towards better health by simply encouraging us to find quality and meaning in the things we choose to do. With its philosophical roots deeply entwined with Taoism, Tai Chi encourages us to find a constant point of balance in our lives. Not the balance of equality nor homogeneity, but the balance of energy and opportunity. To find this elusive balance, we must be prepared to let go of some of the nonsense that we carry with us. To step back from the hard sell imposed by a society whose values and value system is defined by a rampant commercial sector. We must learn to step back in order to put ourselves in touch with a stream of thought and action that infuses not only our way of looking at life, but the actual physical means by which we interact with this world. We need to step back to repulse the monkey. It is in this marriage of idea and interaction that makes Tai Chi a revolutionary practice. Think not Chuck Norris, but think of Gandhi. Think not of armed insurrection, but of occupation. So where do we start? Well, we start with being clear about why we are training. If we are clear, we can convey that clarity to others. We can be warriors of the word as well as the way. Pens, swords, and mightiness spring to mind. And who should start this shift? All significant change must spring from within, from our networks, our clubs, our gatherings, and our tribes, as Seth Godin calls them. We start with our tribes, and our tribes begin with ourselves. By choosing to listen to this book, you are part of that tribe who believes in the idea of change and evolution. Our time is too valuable to waste reproducing the failed patterns from previous times. So it's down to us. And before you question your sphere of influence, remember you are in a world that is changing profoundly. Everyone is in a position to influence others. Everyone is at last in a position to acquire the means of production as technology hands over the tools of change. Remember, start by being clear about the century you are living in and whether it is a feudal or post-modern world you inhabit. Adjust your practices accordingly. be clear about your culture and the enormous evolutionary benefits from allowing a fusion of ideas rather than transplantation. Diversity is the key to survival. So too is adaptability. Seth Godin wrote that we must be flexible in the face of change, resilient in the face of confusion. Yet these aren't confusing times. They just appear so to those caught up in the race to stay on top. The Tao Te Ching tells us, however, stay one step back. From the position of one step back, we can survey the world with tranquility. And when we are ready and clear about the things we have to change, we can step forward and employ our networks, our barrios, and our tribes. For many of us, our classes are our tribes, and it's there we can start pushing for change. Now is the time to redefine the way of the warrior for the 21st century.